The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
You're listening to Making Life Brighter on the Health and Wellness Channel, where we provide you with the latest information in healing, consciousness training, and all cutting-edge healing modalities, featuring experts in their fields, including authors, musicians, and artists. Making Life Brighter will be a forum for healing, inspiring, and uplifting entertainment. Here is your host, Winifred Adams.
Good morning and welcome on this gorgeous summer sunny morning here in June. Woohoo! It's a beautiful morning, and welcome to Making Life Brighter Radio. I'm your host, Winifred Adams, and today I have two fabulous guests with us, and we're going to be talking with our featured guest, Cherokee Billy, coming up in the next segment and for the rest of the show. And she is an amazing spiritual advisor and healer and a naturopathic doctor. And first off, I'd like to start with a review that we've been talking lately about all kinds of preparedness. And we were talking also recently about our rights and our rights being taken away. So I was discussing different herbs and things that are being taken away by Prop 65 here in California and perhaps a precedent set for beyond. And I was talking about how we need to pay attention to the things that we like and that we covet as a right, the ability to buy something, the ability to have something. And I want to touch back to that for a second before I introduce our first guest, because it speaks to the idea of rights for us. And this is no little thing that's coming up for us in the world. It's been ongoing for a little while, but you know, the pharmaceutical companies have a great hold on all the things that are in America. And the Codex Alimentarius, which is a governing body over what we can have or can't have, has been influential in different ways in working with people to in stores and even different legislation regarding what we can have. But I talked to you about the possibility of not having certain foods, even technically speaking, under Prop 65. And that really is something we need to pay attention to and look at. We need to take hold of our rights and do things that are in keeping with what we believe is best. And we have an availability to us to get more information than ever before through the internet. And ironically, I was reading in the paper this weekend about a big bust that happened where people were making phony energy drinks. And they were copying a real energy drink brand. And they were selling just astronomical sums of this. And it was completely phony. There was nothing in it that was what the real brand had. And they were all over the place selling this. And they got shut down. But it's scary. So how do you know what's real and what's not? Well, I think that, you know, the majority of things you find in a health food store are legitimate. And yet varying brands might have stronger, guidelines of what's safe and what's not safe. And I spoke to you about Nature's Sunshine brand, which has the highest quality control in the entire world for natural healthcare products. They even test for radiation. And their reject batches are often sold to other companies. So if you do your research like that and you find out kind of who has quality control before you invest in something, maybe that's an indicator for us. But still, the ability to get what you want and understand completely what's available to you and why it's being taken away, and if that's even a valid reason for it to be taken away, is what's important. On that note, I ask you to go back and review the other shows and listen a little bit about the brain food show I did and how to protect your brain, and also the other shows that I've done this month. But today I have Mrs. Baker, and she is someone who has gone to Sacramento recently to protest an up-and-coming bill, I guess, that's coming up for us, and it may set a precedent across the nation. So welcome, Mrs. Baker. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you for coming on. So tell us a little bit about why you went to Sacramento, and what is this that's being voted on today, and why is this so important?
Well, unfortunately, there is not a lot of coverage in the media regarding a very important bill that's being fast-tracked through the Senate right now in the state of California. Senate Bill 277 is a very contested bill that would impose one of the strictest vaccination laws in the country, removing our state's personal belief exemption and also our religious exemption. This means that our children would not be able to attend public or private school if they are missing any of the CDC's recommended vaccinations. The only option for these children then would be to homeschool. So it's a very big deal if you're a parent with children that are entering school or babies at home, or even if you are an adult, this speaks loudly because this is kind of setting the precedence for where we're going with this down the road. We're entering a little bit of a slippery slope, letting our government tell us what they can inject into our bodies. So that's what led me to Sacramento, along with thousands of other parents and doctors and immunologists and pediatricians and a lot of people in the natural health community as well. Basically, it's not an anti-vaccination or a pro-vaccination issue. It's a choice issue. It's a medical freedom issue. And our medical freedom is highly at jeopardy right now. And this bill could become a law with in the summer. Right now, it's going to be voted on today in the Senate. And if it passes, it's going to be up to Governor Brown to either veto or to write this into a law. So people really do need to be kind of paying attention as to what's going on. And it affects every child in the state. It affects education money. It affects every parent and, you know, also every adult.
So essentially a child can't go to school unless they have the certain said vaccinations.
Correct. And what a lot of people don't understand is right now, according to the CDC, children need 49 doses of 14 vaccines before the age of 6. In order to start kindergarten. When you and I were growing up, the schedule was much less than that. For example, there are vaccinations for something such as hepatitis B that is given on the first day of life now to infants. Hepatitis B is genuinely a sexually transmitted disease, and a lot of parents do not feel the need to vaccinate their one-day-old at birth for this disease. So a lot of parents choose to opt out of that or delay. Another vaccination on the schedule is for varicella, which is chickenpox. And a lot of us grew up with chickenpox, and they don't, you know, some parents are against giving that vaccination to their children because they believe that it isn't, you know, it's a benign disease that they can easily fight off and help their immune system to get better by actually having that illness. So parents might choose to opt out of that as well. This is saying that you are not allowed to delay your vaccination schedule. You are not allowed to opt out of any vaccinations, that you have to vaccinate according to the CDC schedule. And a lot of parents don't do that. They want to be in charge of what goes into their child. They want to monitor their child after each and every vaccination because a lot of children do have adverse reactions to vaccines, and it's something that's highly underreported in our community. So this basically tells the parent that they are not the one to have control over their child, and these decisions should be made between a parent and their doctor, not, you know, the government.
That's a good point. Now, when you went up there, what did they say? What was the general buzz of what was happening?
Well, it was a pretty big protest going on. I have been now 3 times. Each time it went through different committees. The first was during the health committee, which was pretty the largest protest at hand. Bobby Kennedy Jr. was there speaking about a very great documentary that I recommend people seeing. It's called Trace Amounts, and he wanted to discuss that the trace amounts that are in these vaccinations. They're questionable. The health for children is questionable. We still are using vaccinations with highly questionable ingredients and highly questionable toxins that are affecting our babies. And we had a lot of people come with their vaccine-injured children. There were children in wheelchairs. There were people speaking on their children's behalf who had passed away after a series of vaccinations, who were being compensated by the federal government for vaccine injury, so proven cases. And yet, Senator Pan, who is the author of this bill, SB 277, testified in front of the Health Committee that vaccines are 100% safe and effective. And this seems to be the message that they keep pumping into, you know, all the other legislators that are not aware of all of the issues with vaccines. So the consensus is that they're safe. So it was very hard for parents who traveled all over the state of California with their vaccine-injured children that are being compensated by the government, that were standing there in the room not able to speak, kind of hear that our own Supreme Court judges vaccines to be unavoidably unsafe, yet they are testifying that there is no harm being done, and our parents are protesting this because we know the opposite to be true. We also know that in 1986, it was passed for the pharmaceutical companies under a law that was called the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act, and that basically gave complete immunity to the drug companies. So the drug companies cannot be sued if your child is harmed by a vaccine or if your child dies after a vaccine. And this is really scary for parents because now we have a government mandating a product for our children. And if something happens to our children, where do we go? We can't sue the pharmaceutical companies. They have complete immunity. So parents that are informed are very against this because they want a choice. Like I said, this isn't about not to vaccinate, to vaccinate. It's allowing that choice to stay between the parent and the doctor, not the parent and the government.
That is profound. This is something that we're coming into very quickly, and today's going to determine what happens next. So if it passes today, then what? It goes to the Senate?
If it passes today, it will be up to Governor Brown to either write the bill into a law this summer sometime or to veto the bill. This has been largely Democratic legislation for this bill, so we're worried about that, being that Governor Brown is a Democrat. We are hoping with the thousands in opposition who have really started, and this is becoming more of a civil rights movement at this time. I don't know if you're aware, but in August of 2014, a whistleblower came forward. He was the chief head senior scientist at the Center for Disease Control, Dr. Thompson, and basically said that, you know, we've cooked the books. We've covered up a very strong link from the MMR wow. vaccine causing autism in African-American boys.
Well, we have so much more to talk about on this, but our time is up this morning, and we'll want to hear what happened. So please let me know what you find out today, and I'll put it out on Making Life Brighter on Facebook, and you can look it up. What's the name of the bill again?
Senate Bill 277.
Thank you so much, Mrs. Baker, and this is a serious issue, so stay tuned. We'll talk to you more about this, hopefully, in the upcoming future, and thank you for coming on today. We'll be right back.
Helping you make informed decisions for your life. This is Voice America Health and Wellness.
Journey to John of God for healing with your guide, medical intuitive Winifred Adams. Experience healing with the world's most revered transmedium, John of God. Witness incredible healings, visit the sacred waterfall, and experience the heart-opening wonders of the Casa de Dominacio in Brazil. For more information, visit MakingLifeBrighter.com. Tune in and visit the archived shows to learn of the miraculous healing with John of God. Special offer when you mention you heard it on the Health and Wellness Channel. See the website for details, www.MakingLifeBrighter.com. Making Life Brighter, your health and healing resource. With 20 years of successful healing, medical intuitive Winifred Adams has assisted thousands of people with their health and emotional well-being, including a celebrity clientele. An expert in emotional healing and body system health, Winifred specializes in emotional trauma and hard-to-solve cases. An official guide to John of God, Winifred works with people from all over the world to facilitate optimum health. Visit MakingLifeBrighter.com for more information and a discount off your first session. Appointments available in person or by Skype.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Learn more. Live better. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. That's radio@makinglifebrighter.com. And now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
And we're back. You're listening to MakingLifeBrighter.com. I'm your host, Winifred Adams, and that was amazing. That was Mrs. Baker, who came on in the first segment talking about a bill that might get passed here in California about immunization, and that is a very serious bill to take a look at, so, and keep abreast with, and maybe have a say on, and however you feel about that, because rights are being challenged, and so we'll have her back if she's willing to come back and talk about the status of that and how it's affecting people. I think she has tremendous information. So thank you, Mrs. Baker, for being on. And now we have our special guest today, Cherokee Billy. Welcome, Cherokee Billy.
Thank you, Winifred. It's a pleasure to be on your program.
It's so nice to have you today, Billy. You are an amazing, amazing spiritual advisor, healer, naturopath, author. You've kind of done it all. So tell us a little bit
about
really, I mean, it's you can cover so many different topics, and you were telling me at break that you were actually writing about some of the things with autism. Go ahead and share that, because I thought that was an amazing point.
I'd like to. You know, people don't realize I was a naturopathic doctor and practiced in a chiropractic office for many years, and I observed a lot about autism. What do you call these kids with
ADD?
Hyperactive. Yes, mm-hmm. ADD. Mm-hmm. I can never remember it. And, I formulated supplements for my father when he had Parkinson's, because I knew that Parkinson's affects the brain. The same is going with those other conditions for children. It's all affecting the brain. So what I developed was a program for him of supplements. And my father was an old country boy, and believe me, they don't take vitamins and supplements easy. But he would say to me, you know, I'm running out of those supplements. He'd say vitamins. I need some more. That showed me he knew it was helping him. And he, as long as he took them, it kept him pretty stable. But then, unfortunately, he remarried, and she convinced him that he should only do medical, and he went downhill very quickly, within a year.
That's interesting. You know, when I was married, my husband had never been vaccinated his whole life. And then when he got vaccinated, he became really ill, and his immune system was never the same. Never the same.
Yes.
And so,
I have written an article. It's on my website. I'll give out my CherokeeBilly.com. I have advice articles, and there's a section, health, and it's called Feed Your Head with Optimal Brain Nutrition. And I list the supplements why, and in order of what I think works the strongest, because the problem is getting food, the correct food, into the brain. And just because you eat food doesn't mean it's going to your brain. Most of it doesn't. We're not digesting correctly. Most people need digestive enzymes. Okay, number one, first and foremost, is enzymes. Without enzymes, your body cannot function. And I'm not talking about just digestive enzymes. Our body is composed a lot of enzymes, and we don't get enough, and that's why we get a lot of illness and disease, okay? And so I've written this article, and it if you go on, again, go in advice articles on my website, CherokeeBilly.com, look for the health section, and it's Feed Your Head with Optimal Brain Nutrition. And for people that have Parkinson's disease, any sort of brain disorder, it helps.
Love that. We need that more than ever right now. More than ever.
I mainly worked with children when I was working as a naturopathic. I mainly did children back then because parents didn't believe in natural medicine, but they would send their children. I always found that kind of amusing, that they had more faith in it for their children than they did for themselves.
I see that too.
You know?
I do. I get that. It's amazing. It's like, here, fix my kid. It's like, yeah, but what about you?
Right. You know, so
that's funny.
It's a long ways why I came to this, you know, being a spiritual advisor. It's a long story. I don't want to bore people with it, but it was, unfortunately, I had an accident that caused me to not be able to work anymore as a doctor, and I had to find another way to survive, and I had always been a spiritual person, so I started on the spiritual path. But my first and foremost love was natural medicine, and still is.
Oh, that's fun. So you were ahead of your time at that point in time, for sure.
Very much. I was doing natural medicine starting around 74.
Mm-hmm.
And I started studying in 78, started studying it. So, yes, people weren't listening to anything of this back then, natural medicine.
How have you seen it change now? What do you witness in the change that's the most significant since then?
Well, that people readily will accept taking supplements. Believe me, in the 70s, it was very difficult to get people to even take a multivitamin. And now they will listen. And, you know, when it's funny also for me, being as I worked as a naturopathic, now I work as a spiritual advisor, people listen to me more on when I suggest supplements than when I was a doctor. I think that is, I can't help but laugh.
Yeah.
And I think, gosh, I wouldn't listen to a spiritual advisor as much as I would the doctor. But, you know, in my case, they get more than they anticipated. You know, I'm not saying I'm the world's expert. You know, I haven't practiced in a long time, but I know a lot from what I did do and for myself. Considering I face major health issues, I do 99% of everything natural medicine in what I eat.
Well, isn't it kind of like, you know, once you establish a boundary line of trust and a kind of a central trust factor with somebody, then they're able to hear you and whatever else you suggest. And there's so much information out there today. Like I was saying in the beginning segment, it's hard for people to know what's available that's correct for them or what's real. You know, it's hard to trust that. But
yes, and you know, you certainly cannot trust the government, in my opinion. I'm going to put it out there the way I feel, because they are out for whoever is paying them the most to push their pharmaceuticals.
It's interesting because we say that as a whole, the government and them, and it is somebody's. Who are the somebody's? Because, you know, a few years back we were fighting a bill, and it came out of that Codex Alimentarius I was talking about, but the bill essentially was going to make it so that nobody could go to buy a supplement or even get a massage if it didn't come from a prescription from a naturopathic doctor from X school. I mean, that's ridiculous. And it didn't pass by only one vote. Just one.
Wow.
And so you wouldn't have the choice today, including, let's say, like they're saying on this bill that's in California right now, yams, turnips, cucumbers, apples, artichokes, tomatoes, carrots, all this stuff, because of maybe trace metal amounts or something like that in it, maybe coming under this ban. And it's like, well, that is ridiculous. You're going to ban food now from us. So we need to pay attention. And I think,
the world needs to wake up and not go along with what you see on the media, the news, the internet. You need to start exploring things for yourself and really think. Because I believe that too much we're controlled and we just don't understand that and don't see the control factor of the world. You know, just because it's on the news doesn't mean it's correct, because they are often influenced by higher-ups on what they can say.
Absolutely.
You don't always get the truth. And this is the thing, you know, it's like waking up. And that's what, you know, I believe is happening for a lot of people, is an awakening. You know, light workers, those that are following the light, they are waking up. And I say, man, wake up. See the truth. Be, you know, more aware. Bottom line.
We definitely have opportunity right now, don't we? I mean, we have more than ever before. Like you said in the beginning, when you began, it was very closed-minded, and not as many people were aware. And now you have so much information, and yet people are still asleep with the what I'll call hypnosis of society.
Yeah.
And it's true. We do need to wake up, because we have the opportunity. It's now. It's available to us. And so
we do, and what we should be doing is not just about, you know, health, food, but our spiritual selves. You know, people have been following certain patterns for a long time. Like, again, I've been in the spiritual realm a long time, and it's amazing how much people are changing and going to being spiritual instead of religious, and how many are waking up to the fact that there is a difference.
What do you see as the primary difference? We have 1 minute left before our break.
Wow. The primary difference is, one is somebody's telling you what to do. Spirituality is you're experiencing it.
No, that's nice. That's beautiful. Yeah. You know, we have the availability, each one of us, to get in tune. And when we come back from break, we're going to talk about more of that and what you do specifically to help people, because you have a great practice in what you're doing and what you've been doing, and you've written a book, and there's just, I mean, we could talk about this for many shows.
Hopefully
you do.
I'll be back.
We'll have you back. And so for all of you out there that have questions or would like to write in and speak to me, you can email me at radio@makinglifebrighter.com, and we'll be back with more Cherokee Billy, and we'll just call her Billy from this point forward. But you can look her up at CherokeeBilly.com and find out all the things that she offers and the book that she's written. You can see about that, and she's just done so much over the course of her career, and we really owe it to her, because she set a foundation for the rest of us to be able to have the choices that we have today because of her work throughout her years. And this is really important. We take for granted what we get, but in fact, people before us have done quite a bit that have given us our current state of availability in our world. So thank you very much, and we'll be right back. You're listening to MakingLifeBrighter.com, and if you want to hear the archive of this show or any other shows that we've been doing, go to MakingLifeBrighter.com on the radio tab, and it's all on the player, and you can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes as well. And we will be right back, so stay tuned with more Billy.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Making Life Brighter, your health and healing resource. With 20 years of successful healing, medical intuitive Winifred Adams has assisted thousands of people with their health and emotional well-being, including a celebrity clientele. An expert in emotional healing and body system health, Winifred specializes in emotional trauma and hard-to-solve cases. An official guide to John of God, Winifred works with people from all over the world to facilitate optimum health. Visit MakingLifeBrighter.com for more information and a discount off your first session. Appointments available in person or by Skype. Journey to John of God for healing with your guide, medical intuitive Winifred Adams. Experience healing with the world's most revered transmedium, John of God. Witness incredible healings, visit the sacred waterfall, and experience the heart-opening wonders of the Casa de Dominacio in Brazil. For more information, visit MakingLifeBrighter.com. Tune in and visit the archived shows to learn of the miraculous healing with John of God. Special offer when you mention you heard it on the Health and Wellness Channel. See the website for details, www.MakingLifeBrighter.com.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. That's radio@makinglifebrighter.com. And now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
And we're back with Cherokee Billy. And I'd like to say this has been really already an interesting show with all that we've looked at with the bill and with what Billy's saying about her career. And we have so much more to explore, so stay with us here. You can find us on Facebook at Making Life Brighter. And you can also find us at makinglifebrighter.com for all the archives of all the shows. So, Billy, you are really now transitioned into doing more spiritual work, and you're an intuitive that helps people with just about anything. I mean, from animals to their own money matters and any kind of relationship things and their deceased loved ones. Tell us a little bit about what it is you do for people.
Gosh, well, that's always a difficult one. What I try to do is find out, you know, what... I go to a spiritual source for my answers, and sometimes I don't understand what I'm getting, and it may not be clear to the person, but it will be in time, because the answers usually do come true. What I, you know, I find that it always comes true. People come back to me sometimes years later and say, what you said 5 years ago happened. Hey, I don't remember what I said, but, you know, I don't remember most of what I do. In these intuitive sessions, I let it go. Basically, when I'm finished, I let it go. Sometimes you remember, sometimes you don't. But what I try to do is guide people. I don't want to tell anyone what to do, because we all have free will, and we should use that free will. But I give them as best I can the guidance of the direction of where things are headed. Say it's a relationship. That's the number one thing people call about. You know, and try to show them, you know, which way it's going to go, then they're not always thrilled to hear where it may go, but it isn't going to work when they really want it to. But, you know, they've got to understand life is about free will and things change, and you cannot make someone love you. That is the one thing that is a given. And, you know, it's just I try to help as best I can in whatever situation they call about, you know, and like people with their pets. If they need answers from their pets, I do the best to tune in. Or I communicate, I have done this, with deceased pets, which is really quite nice.
That must be fun, actually. What do pets say generally? What kind of things do they come up with?
Well, it's interesting. They're very specific to the owner. You know, I just remember one lady, it was her guinea pigs. and another lady, her rabbits. You know, I mean, I've talked to horses, I've talked to all types of animals, so they always gear it toward their owner and whatever they have to say. You know, some have a lot to say, some don't. You know,
are they specific? Different. Do they say specific things that the owner can identify with?
Yes, they usually do. You know, but now I've transitioned from doing that on a go. I've taken things I used to. In fact, I was well known for channeling, but I came to a point, now it's 3 years ago, where I felt that it was not right for me to be doing this, and it's a personal decision. I'm not here to say channeling is wrong by any means or put down any psychic medium who is doing such, but for myself, I felt it was intrusive to go into people I didn't know, into their lives, and I had done this before, but I'll give this history in a minute. But I started going into where I take a person who wants to talk to a loved one, and I use a process where I get them into a hypnotic state, and I take them with me into spirit, and we go into the spirit world, and there usually we're met by guides or angels, and then we go and they meet their loved ones and talk face to face directly. I do not hear it. I see everything that happens, and I describe it to them so that they know I'm there with them in spirit, that it isn't just their imagination, because I'm seeing it as well as they are. But they get to talk face to face, and they get the answers, be it from a pet, a grandfather, a mother, a loved one. In fact, I did a testimony recently from a client of mine, a young lady. She's in her early 30s. She contacted me. She was 4 months pregnant, and her fiancé had committed suicide. And we did this together, and it was unbelievable. And her testimony is, I have it on my blog, and it's also under my website under testimonies. You can find it, because she followed up with me over what happened months later. But it was just unbelievable. You know, the healing that took place for him, the man who had committed suicide, when they got together was just phenomenal. It was two people who got healed. Not one was not living, but they needed that healing. They needed to talk, and it was just phenomenal. Oh,
that would be amazing. That is really kind of how it does get healed, isn't it? That usually the spirits come back and find a way to get the people to someone where they can make that kind of communication so that it can be righted. I'm sure you see this all the time.
Absolutely, and I've done a lot with suicide victims, so I do know this, but it was just this particular case was so amazing, and then she had the baby, and she sent me pictures, and, you know, he looks like an old soul, and she says he's different than her other children, and you can just see it in him, the wisdom, wow, you know, that came through, you know, but it's always fascinating. Each person, it's a different experience. I never know what's going to happen. I just trust spirit. How I discovered this process, I wasn't trying. I'd never communicated with the deceased in my life, but it had to do with my father. He was in a coma, and he was dying. There was no question to me that he was, you know, out of it. But I knew he was afraid to die, and the doctors were going to keep him hooked up to machines, which goes against me, and I had no legal right to take him off of anything. So what I did was I put myself into self-hypnosis. I went to his hospital bed, took his spirit out of his body. We went into spirit. He went into this room, I would call it, and I waited outside, and I could hear him talking and laughing. And the person who greeted him at the door of this room, I thought it would be my mother. Well, it was his World War II Army sergeant who had been killed. That's who greeted him. And
wow.
It was quite amazing. But anyway, when he finished talking, he came back. I put him back in his body, and he died the next day.
Wow. So he completed a... My
yes.
goodness.
And that's
wow.
how I learned to do it, was desperation. People always ask me how I learned to do the things I've learned. It's always been through desperation, and it was. It was so against me to keep him alive artificially.
Wow.
You know?
What a
story.
And
it stopped me from doing what I did with spirit, and it worked.
Well, that is the way they usually move people, don't they? You think you're going down one road, and, you know, hey, I majored in French, and where is that? What does that have to do with healing? Actually, it did at one point, but I understand there's a certain sort of beauty in the way you get moved from one way of doing things to the next way. It's a transitional.
Right. And, you know? And that was, you know, my main experience, but when I started working professionally, doing readings and different intuitive work, I was doing what most psychic mediums were doing, and I felt good about it for a while, but there came this point, like I said, 3 years ago, where no. And for me, it doesn't work, and I prefer this. It's more rewarding for the person by far, instead of someone trying to, you know, saying, hey, I see a person with a gray shirt on and blah, blah, blah. No, they're seeing the person direct, and there's none of that waiting around to
mm-hmm.
get the message. You know,
yeah, they aren't having to trust you. They have the experience themselves, right? They get it directly.
Yes, and that is important. And, yeah, it does. I agree. It takes a trust factor. They've got to trust the process will work. You know, I've had many people call and they, you know, I'm sure they doubt it. But I give people a video to listen to for several days beforehand because they have to kind of be prepared to really go as far as we're going.
Neat.
You know, and to go. So that's one of the things I do. That's one. You know, I teach also like classes on how to increase your intuitive self. I teach starting with chakra balancing, going through different process to the ultimate being astral projection where the person can do that. And it's quite interesting. And I do all of this by phone, by the way. People wonder where I'm teaching. Well, I do it all by phone.
Yeah, that's kind of the way of our world today. It's great because you can be at home and learning all at the same time. You don't have to go anywhere, and you can be across the world or across the country, right?
That's correct. You don't have to be at all in front because I send out materials for them to study and work on, homework. It's a real class, you know. They do get homework. I'm sure those who have studied with me will tell you that, you know, and it's fun. It's really a great thing. I love teaching. More than anything, I like the teaching aspect because back to what I had said earlier, you know, people should not listen to anyone, follow anyone, you know, the media, et cetera. That's why I like the teaching. So rather than go to someone for answers, why don't you get in touch, learn how to do it yourself and get those answers?
Yes,
that's my feeling.
Vital, particularly in today's day and age because the energies are increasing and there's a lot of static in the environment and staying grounded is a whole nother ball game, right?
Very much. And, you know, it is so much going on. We are fighting a spiritual warfare. It's just most of us don't realize it. We don't see it as such. And we just think in this third dimension and do not think of the other dimensions out there that do interact with us. You know, and we are being bombarded, not just from the media, but from spirits constantly. And it is something that people need to be more aware of, do more protection upon themselves, learn how to combat this, and it can help turn your life around. I've seen it work.
Yeah, you know, we're going to take a break, but we're going to be back with more Billy here on Making Life Brighter. And if you'd like to learn more about what she does, the classes that she teaches, and if you'd like a reading with her, you can always call 1-866-563-3997, or you can go on her website at CherokeeBilly.com and look at everything there because she has a very comprehensive website. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about her book and we'll talk more about some of the things that she's up to and what she's doing that can help you. And, you know, here's someone that has been doing healing work on the physical and spiritual for quite a bit of time. And we owe a debt of gratitude for people that have come before us that do this kind of thing, that set the foundation, that make it ordinary for the rest of us now. You know, even when I was growing up, there was very little that was available. I had to special order books in, and everybody thought I was a nutcase. And now it's common. It's everywhere. So thank you very much, Billy. And we'll be right back with more Billy on Making Life Brighter. Stay tuned. And if you'd like to contact Billy, it's CherokeeBilly.com. So we'll be right back with more Billy.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Journey to John of God for healing with your guide, medical intuitive Winifred Adams. Experience healing with the world's most revered transmedium, John of God. Witness incredible healings, visit the sacred waterfall, and experience the heart-opening wonders of the Casa de Dominacio in Brazil. For more information, visit MakingLifeBrighter.com. Tune in and visit the archived shows to learn of the miraculous healing with John of God. Special offer when you mention you heard it on the Health and Wellness Channel. See the website for details, www.makinglifebrighter.com. Making Life Brighter, your health and healing resource. With 20 years of successful healing, medical intuitive Winifred Adams has assisted thousands of people with their health and emotional well-being, including a celebrity clientele. An expert in emotional healing and body system health, Winifred specializes in emotional trauma and hard-to-solve cases. An official guide to John of God, Winifred works with people from all over the world to facilitate optimum health. Visit MakingLifeBrighter.com for more information and a discount off your first session. Appointments available in person or by Skype.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at MakingLifeBrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. That's radio@makinglifebrighter.com. And now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
And we're back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and we're here with Cherokee Billie. That's BILLIE.com, so you're clear. And if you go to look that up, it's not with a Y. It's LLIE. And she is an amazing naturopathic doctor, healer, spiritual advisor, and even an author. And she's written a book that's called Heavenly Seduction. And Billie, tell us how you came to write this book and what this is about, because I think it has a lot to say about what you do today.
Well, it's a memoir. It's a true story of what has happened in my life. Back in 1978, I met a man that, you know, was quite different. I thought he was very spiritual, and at that time I happened to be an atheist, by the way. And he was in this group, and they were so tuned into God and Jesus, and they were really, I thought, living for him and stuff. Well, back then, the word cult didn't exist. The Jim Jones experience had not happened yet, things like that. Well, anyway, it turns out this really was a cult. And even though I resisted as much as I could, I was still, a part of me was transformed by it. But it did start me on wanting to know God, okay? Plain and simple, it started me on that, wanting to know who God was, what, you know, this and that. And why I wrote the book is because I take people through. I don't write myself as a saint at all in it. I write the truth. It's a hardcore book in many ways. People have written me after they bought it, well, I thought this would be like James von Prague or, you know, something. You know, no, I'm telling you a story, my story of how I started my spiritual path, because I came from being an atheist to where I am today because of meeting this man, good or bad, I met him. And we did become married, but it was this group that was just really far out there, really way out. The group is called, they were called back then the Children of God. They changed their name, the Family of Love. Now they call themselves the Family International. And they disguise what they are really like, and it's quite horrific, and I go into detail in the book about them. And there's been other books from ex-members written and verifying what I have said, basically, in my book about them. But why I wrote this was to help people not fall in with any group, and I don't mean the Family International, but any group that is dictating what you should do, how you should think. I don't care if it's a huge religious organization. You know, you should think for yourself, and that's what I did choose, was to think for myself by walking away. And it's my story, you know, and it's there. The greatest reward I've had from writing the book is when I first published it. A girl bought it, and she was a young girl, around 18, and she was going to join this group, the Family International, and because of reading my book, she didn't. So even if I never do anything in my life again, I stopped one person.
Well,
that means a lot.
The irony to that story is that You're actually an ordained minister now. You've gone from being an atheist to an ordained minister and, well, a spiritual counselor. So, where did that really take shape?
I met this man again. Whether, it was a strange experience, but I had to meet him to bring out that part of me wanting God because I was so resistant in the 70s. I had been brought up in religion, and it had made me an atheist. And I was so, in the early 70s, George Harrison, is very spiritual, and my sweet Lord, I wouldn't even listen to George Harrison. To me, he was too religious. Okay. When I was an atheist, I was an atheist. I was full blown, there. And, you couldn't change me. And it shocked my friends when I suddenly had my religious conversion. They didn't believe it, but, I continued on, and after our marriage ended and I left any connection to that group, I would then found a metaphysical church and school and studied there 6 years and keep studying with different teachers since then.
Right, right. And that, so did you ever speak to those people again? Did they ever come around and say, I'm glad you got out or anything like that?
No.
I mean, your friends you had prior to going into the group.
No, because they dropped me because of it. No.
What was the one telltale sign that it was more cultish for you and your opinion of it? What did you...
Well, again, I didn't know what a cult was at that time. I had no idea. But how you had to follow what the teacher, Moses David was the name of the leader at that time. He's passed on, but Moses David, you had to follow everything he said, and I just couldn't do that. I found some of his stuff absurd, and I said so, and I couldn't follow it.
So this is what motivates you today in terms of helping people so that they can choose for themselves or have their own experience.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, there's been negative things said about me by, let's just say, malicious people out there who have their own agenda, and they've attacked me trying to say I'm a cult. No, I'm not in any way. I'm just trying to help people be free thinkers, learn for themselves, experience whatever spirit is for them, because for each one of us it's different. No two people walk the same path. We each one walk our own way in this life.
So,
and that's what I'm trying to show.
You take people on inner journeys, essentially, to help them resolve an issue or to find the communication they need and then to know about themselves through your courses, your classes.
Correct. And
what,
different things, whatever.
What's your next upcoming class or what is it that you're teaching right now?
Well, it's what I teach all the time. Number one, I teach is chakra balancing because people go and have their chakras balanced, which is good. But you could go then from getting your balancing and getting in your car and somebody cuts you off in traffic and you'd be furious. Well, you've just thrown off probably two chakras. So
right.
It's about learning to keep yourself balanced, to do it every day, because those energy centers need to be flowing and in the correct way. And I teach differently than most. I learned this from a great master of on crystals and energy healing. And it's how to, when they're going in a negative way, how to physically move them and make them go in the proper direction clockwise. And I teach people how to do this, and they can do it on themselves, then they can do it on others. I have a lady who's taking my full course right now, and I had her practice on me the other night. She's way beyond, she's into the third class. I teach four different classes for the full thing. But I had her balance my chakras, and she did an excellent job. I felt a tremendous shift, and I could tell her, what I was seeing as she was doing it. And she said at the end, that was really incredible for me, because most people that she's been practicing on aren't going to be able to give her the feedback that I could.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's really,
I was experiencing the scene.
It's nice to have your own student be able to master kind of what you're doing and then take it back and use it appropriately.
That's what I want. You got it. That's what I want.
Well, this has been a really beautiful interview and hour, and thank you so much for joining us and educating us on what you do and sharing your book with us. And I'd love to have you back at some point. We'll talk some more about the world and energy and spirit and where we're going and what we're doing within it, and each one of us. And if you all out there want to listen to Cherokee Billy or take a class or get a reading done, you can go to CherokeeBillie.com. And I have a quick question for you, Billy. What makes your life brighter?
Wow. Music.
Music. Fabulous. So
music.
Put the song of your spirit in your heart today. And everyone, thank you for listening. Thank you, Billy, for being on. And we'll be back next week with more. We've got exciting new things coming up. So thank you for listening, everybody, and have a sweet day. Thank you, Billy. And go jolly, everybody.
Thank you, Winifred.
Thank you for listening to Making Life Brighter on the Health and Wellness Channel. Be sure to join us each week at 10 a.m. for information, inspiration, and education with leading experts in healing and consciousness. For more information and a complete show schedule, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. Making Life Brighter, successfully helping you feel better from the inside out.